My name is Veronica Dick. Several weeks ago, before the murder of George Floyd sparked so much protest, outrage, and calls for repentance, I was already drawn to today's music, Let Us Break Bread Together on Our Knees. This concert recording starts with Joan Baez recounting the days of the civil rights movement in the 60s. Her spoken words brought to mind an aha moment that I had as a young person. I remember being at a Camp Squia youth retreat, and as often was the case, there was a time to call out your favorite song for the group to sing. Someone wanted to sing, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. An older youth spoke up to say how much he disliked the song. He said, It doesn't do any good to be a Christian only in your heart. You have to live it so that people can see that you're a Christian. Touché. I was introduced to this music when a friend made me a cassette tape of the 1987 Joan Baez album, Recently, which included the spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together and Freedom. It is her spoken introduction, linking an active stance of resistance and protest to the familiar spiritual exhortation to break bread together on our knees, which I find so compelling. This was long before I ever had the opportunity to visit the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee, built on the site where Martin Luther King was assassinated, or the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., both extremely important and moving testaments to the Black experience in North America. For me, it is the way Baez puts communion, the breaking of the bread, and the drinking of the wine, squarely in the context of acting for justice and being willing to pay the cost, even prison. She uses a beautiful phrase, the dignity of civil disobedience, and bearing witness to the world through our joy that all can see, and it is that joy which will draw others in. The metaphor is extended even further when the song shifts to the spiritual song, Freedom. We are free from earthly limitations because our true home, our true freedom, is beyond whatever the world can do to us. No earthly prison can change the final victory of God on behalf of his people. Then on May 25th, as the world knows, George Floyd was murdered by a policeman bending his knee on Floyd's neck. I'm not the only person who has drawn a comparison to the protest of a kneeling African-American NFL quarterback who paid for his actions with his career, with the image of a kneeling policeman cutting short the life of one more Black man. Kneeling in protest is a signature of the global demonstrations against systemic racism happening now. Do these images change our understanding of the third image of kneeling, which we now encounter in the spiritual? God's people kneeling, as they accept the symbolic body and blood of Christ on our knees? God's people knowing that we are called to live out our faith boldly in a posture of humility and worship, always confident that in these days the world will recognize God in us by our joy and by our love. Love for each other and love for true justice and peace. Let's hear the recording now by Joan Baez, a singer with Mexican and Scottish ancestry, but whose work has greatly benefited the civil rights movement. The singers on backup are the LA Choir, led by Donald Taylor, the organ is played by Tony Wilkins, and the piano by Lathan Armour.
Thank you. 8 years old. My mother played for me the records of Marian Anderson, the Black Contralto. And I always loved her music. And I had my first chance to sing this next song in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963. And I was down there like a lot of northern folks, visiting and marching and praying and singing with Dr. Martin Luther King and his people as they really walked tall with the great and glorious dignity of nonviolence, had walked and sang and demanded their freedom. As Dr. King said, if you stand and walk tall, a man can't ride your back when you stand tall. And I went to church that morning, and the preacher was young, a young black preacher. His sermon was called Singing at Midnight. And the theme was, the white folks will see us, they'll see our joy, and they'll see what we're doing, and they'll simply come and join us in this movement, because they'll realize that that's the only place on earth to be right now. And that's exactly what happened. And then that day, children, all black school children from all over the city, filled the streets. They left the schools and they filled the streets and they filled the churches. Then they left the churches and filled the paddy wagons, and then they filled the jails in civil disobedience. And when I was in that church, I was asked up to sing a song, and I decided this was the most appropriate one. I think it called all the way back to Marian Anderson when I was 8 years old. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together.
In my grave.